just too big of a hole to come from behind.
After the third quarter start and they scored again, it was looking kind of rough, you know, especially not being able to establish anything offensively. It's one of those games you don't want to be a part of, but you got to take whatever you can take from it and move forward. It's a short week. We have to clear our minds and get prepared for Arizona Thursday night.
Tough for you guys when you're such a big part of the offense to stage a rally when it needs to?
You know, it happens, you know. Sometimes you don't want to go in down 21 and have time, but, you know, you should be able to bite down and scratch back some type of way. And we just weren't able to do it.
Did you chuck this up as just a bad Sunday, or did Seattle maybe expose a few things that may be vulnerable with you guys?
I felt like we was out of sync. You know, definitely give credit to Seattle. They did a good job of coming in and, forcing us to do things differently. They were just a better team. You know, they were more aggressive, played more physical, and, they outcoached us as well.
Adrian, obviously, the run game was not in the plan, but is that frustrating for you? You know, when you have 5 touches to run the ball in the first half, 8 overall, even though it's not the game plan, you know, it must be your nature to want to just take it and break one anyway.
Yeah, of course. You know, I feel like, as one of the leaders on the team and, just seeing how the running game has been all season, you know, you definitely want to be able to go out and establish the run and let things feed off of that. You know, so the finish with 8 carries, it's tough. I feel like we'll be able to sit back, evaluate some things again, and, get back to what we do.
How coach how?
So many different areas, and I'll play too in so many different areas as far as players as well.
8 carries too few for you in your mind too?
What do you think?
My guess is yes.
But it is what it is. I'm not going to dwell on this because we have a long season ahead of us. Come back, get our minds right. Like I said, it's a short week. We have Arizona to think about. And they are just as equal as an opponent as Seattle.
They seem to win a line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they did a good job of creating some pressure. I feel like we kind of played into their hands, and once we got down, it was tough for us to kind of rebound and kind of get into doing what we do and how we play. How we play here in Minnesota.
It's tough on you when you don't get the hold.
You know, the carries I had, there was, two I would like back that I could have possibly, did a little more on as well. So, I look at those missed opportunities as, those are on me, So that could have changed the outcome of the game as well.
You seem to have 3-4 guys on you all the time.
Well, I don't know. I was just playing. I only had 8 carries, so I really don't remember. I'll have to look at the film and see. But when I'm out there, I'm just playing fast. I think more on the lateral, the outside perimeter runs. On one of them, I made a bad read, and I should have kept it outside. And I just outran the DN. I stopped my feet and tried to get underneath. And I ran right back into the pursuit. So, that one was on me. They were able to corral. And then we had a kick play that kind of just didn't work out as well. So, when you have plays like that and, guys get beat on plays from time to time. So I know in that particular play, it was a guy in the backfield, but I make guys miss all the time. So, it is what it is. We just got to stick to doing what we do best.
Adrian, as a spectator, can you just kind of evaluate Russell Wilson, what he's able to do and how he's able to do it?
Yeah, he's just a dynamic player. He can beat you with his arms. Running the ball as well, making defenders miss. It was a couple of times. I'm sure everyone in the stadium thought he was tackled, and that wasn't the case. So, you just got a quarterback of his caliber. You just got to be able to contain him and, slow him down as best as possible.
Last couple, guys.